USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In his first interview since being named the presidential candidate for the Democratic Party, Joe Biden stated that despite the fact that a number of states have reopened, he would completely shut down the country if the flu and coronavirus combined to make it a worse situation.
I would be prepared to do whatever it takes to save lives because we cannot get the country moving until we control the virus. In order to keep the country running and moving and the economy growing and people employed, you have to fix the virus. You have to deal with the virus.
In ABC's 2020 interview, Joe Biden also discussed his motives for choosing a woman of color as his running mate, stating that he did not feel any pressure to select a black woman. Biden said, although the two come from very different backgrounds with vastly different experiences, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are aligned on principles. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
American students accustomed to easy access to Canadian campuses are now facing unprecedented obstacles to continuing their education as the nation's borders remain all but closed due to COVID-19. Visas that were once processed in a week are now taking months to secure. Students have been asked to prove that their physical presence is essential, no matter that campuses and dormitories are open as learning shifts online. The impending school year creates a conundrum for the Canadian government and for some 500,000 international college students. Canada's international student policies are not far from those of the Trump administration, which originally planned to deport foreign students whose courses were fully online this fall. The House Ways and Means Committee issued a scathing report accusing the Trump administration of intentionally harming LGBTQ Americans and violating a congressional mandate to act in the best interest of children by permitting South Carolina's adoption and foster care agencies to turn away same-sex prospective parents. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A postal service bill has passed the House but faces a battle in the Senate, and USA Radio's Wendy King has the story.
The House has approved a bill that provides $25 billion in funding to the U.S. Postal Service and also includes a pushback to changes that critics say would cause major delays in mail-in ballots during the election. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells CNN that wasn't the only concern.
Of course, they don't want to do anything about the election, the $25 billion that would go to the Postal Service. And that's not about the elections only. It's about the coronavirus. It's about the nearly 100% of the prescriptions that go through the mail from VA for our veterans.
On ABC's This Week, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
When you look at the bill that was passed yesterday, that bill was not a serious bill. It's $25 billion. It doesn't do anything to sustain the postal system long term. It's going nowhere.
It's been 3 months since the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis sparked nationwide protests against police brutality, calling for criminal justice reform. In California, lawmakers now have until August 31st to consider more than a dozen bills aimed at reducing, overseeing, and disciplining the kind of police violence that led to Floyd's death. A recent study by the American Civil Liberties Union found that fatal shootings by police officers did not appear to slow down amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Thanks for spending part of your time with us. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.